Hello and welcome to the better weather. Starting out at 42 degrees today, it will make it to 55 by 2 p.m. Unfortunately, rain comes with the warmth, starting around noon and getting stronger into the night, stopping near dawn tomorrow when temperatures bottom out at 40 degrees. And though Wednesday will be dry, it will only make it to 48 degrees at 2 p.m. and bring some stiff wind gusts. Thursday will be relatively warm and dry, similar to Wednesday, minus the heavy wind. It's time to think about bringing in those bird feeders before all the bears in the area become active again. Pollen levels are beginning to show up on the charts as well. Predictions of that and the tides will return soon to the better weather now that meteorological spring is spinning up. Sunset today will be at 5:28 p.m. and sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:26 a.m. With accuracy as a goal, coronavirus numbers are hard to pin down. The CDC has the most conservative numbers judged by actual CDC confirmation, placing the total number of confirmed U.S. patients at still only 16, with presumed cases numbering at 27, and only 2 deaths total. However, the Johns Hopkins University has released numbers based on more local healthcare professional reporting. Statistics are 105 confirmed cases nationwide, 6 total deaths, and 7 patients fully recovered, with still only 1 case confirmed in New York State. Looking way up, we see we have entered the most geomagnetically active month of the year. As we approach the equinox, more and more cracks will appear in our magnetic field, resulting in more auroras and magnetic storms. Recent findings from the European Space Agency's Gaia telescope suggested that WDJ0551+4135 is a strange extra-massive carbon-containing white dwarf, quite the space oddity. It is speculated it is the product of 2 white dwarfs combining. Solar wind speed is currently 425 kilometers per second at 6.2 protons per milliliter. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 2. Quiet. There have been 30 days since the last sunspot. This has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Maker Syndicate, who asks that you please help out here at WGXE by becoming a sustaining member. Sustaining members are the heroes that keep our lights on and keep us together. You, dear listener, can keep this awesome yet fragile experiment that is WGXE going. All you have to do is call 518-697-7400 or do it online at wgxe.org. Just click on donate.